Are you a reader? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Groucho Marx once said, "I find television very educating. Every time somebody turns on the set, I go into the other room and read a book." How about you? I watch very little TV. Instead, I have books overflowing from my bedside table onto the floor. I read every night before going to sleep. I read first thing in the morning. I read throughout the day. Books travel with me. As a result, my mind and the lens through which I view the world have been shaped by the written word. Tim Challis says there are four reasons we need to read: to know, to grow, to lead, and to love. Let me repeat that. To know, to grow, to lead, and to love. God's Word, the Bible, teaches us all those things and how to become wise stewards. Reading others' work enables us to glean from their experiences both their victories and failures. Reading forms our worldview and influences our values. The Bible challenges us not to conform to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, so we can discern God's will and recognize what is good and acceptable and perfect. What we put into our minds will impact the decisions we make with money, so we need to be selective and protective. C.S. Lewis said the extent of his being had been shaped by authors. I know that in my life, the author who has most shaped me is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Does credit card debt monopolize your thoughts? Christian credit counselors can help. They'll create a debt management plan that brings some relief. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/ccc, crown.org/ccc.